This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Sports and fitness is a $21 billion industry in this country. Long-term career opportunities continue to grow, especially in management, everything from fitness clubs to professional sports teams. The University of Louisiana at Monroe is launching a new online concentration in sport, fitness, and recreation management. Dr. Ken Offord, head of the Department of Kinesiology, joins me to talk about it. Tell us a little bit about how the concept for this new concentration got started.
We have a relatively large career opportunity for people in sport, fitness, and recreation in the business end of that, which is different than being a coach or different than being a fitness instructor. It's more of a real career. A lot of people like to think that I'll be a professional personal fitness trainer like they see on TV, and those jobs don't exist, and where they do exist, they're minimum wage. So it's not a real career path, but this is. And one of the things that's unique about it is that if you look historically across the country, regardless of what the economy is doing, sport and recreation and those sort of industries are maintained. You know, you don't close down rec parks because the economy's in bad shape. You don't turn off all of your recreation programs in a city because the economy's in bad shape. In most cases, bad economies actually boost those somewhat. So it's somewhat a recession-proof career path. The whole program is designed to generate people who can manage and administrate the sort of programs that we see, athletic directors, but also in professional sports, golf course management. There's just a myriad of sport opportunities, including recreational sport. If you go look, every city has a parks and rec, and one of the things in the rec is a sports program. And it's true across communities and cities and oftentimes counties. There's a lot of opportunities. Plus, the business end of fitness, where you look at fitness center chains and people that are managing, marketing, and promoting those are real career opportunities that aren't at the bottom end of a career opportunity where you're looking at minimum wage. These are real opportunities that end up with people looking at six-figure salaries as they go forward. From programs that I have administered and began before, we've been able to place students that have come out of those at places like one of them is a general manager for the Frisco Rough Riders, which is the AA baseball program. One of them is down in Corpus Christi, Texas, for the team that's called the Hook. There's an opportunity to go out into real sport, real management, and have real careers that are the sort of thing that you anticipate that you'll be able to do with a college degree as opposed to being a fitness trainer.
So what are the things you do in the program that can move people from the study of exercise science to the leadership and management side?
The program has essentially what we think of as four blocks in it. Now, there is a common group of courses that are specific to the concepts of the academic requirements for a master's degree, research methods and statistics and things of that nature. As well, in this particular program, the sort of keystone course is a sports sociology course in which we take a look at how sport impacts society and the converse, how society drives what sport does. But then we do have a block of courses that are what we like to think of as core science courses in our area. But then the primary group of courses that is part of this concentration for the master's is all directed toward what looks like a business degree. It looks like an MBA sort of degree, except each and every course is specifically directed to the issues in sport. So instead of having a course in finance, our course is a finance in sport and fitness models and recreational models. The same thing is true when we teach marketing classes or management classes. It's very much like, now it is not equivalent, it's not exactly the same as an MBA, but it is very much like a master's business program, except that it is very, very focused. And of course, we include in it the opportunity for internships. Now, this is an online program. It can be completed wholly online. It does not have to be. Some of the courses, students have an option to take it online or here. But one of the things that we find is that we have an awful lot of people that come to these courses that are currently fully employed. There are people that are coaching. There are people that are teaching. So their ability to take a block of courses in the summer and some online courses to complete a master's degree makes the program one that becomes much more available and readily available to people, so that you typically see enrollment numbers that are really good as soon as the program is developed.
And certainly as far as jobs go, a lot of the networking possibilities that happen with a well-placed internship are very helpful too.
Absolutely. And we have internship course that is built into this. Our students will have the opportunity to go anywhere in the United States to do an internship. Now, what a lot of people don't recognize is every major professional sport offers internships during their season and in their off season. For example, you know, I've had students that placed with the New York Yankees and did an internship there. I've had them placed with the Houston Astros, and we had them placed a lot of places around Texas, including things that most people, when you think of sort of our big three or big four sports, we've had them placed where they had the opportunity to work in golf management. We've had them placed with professional soccer. We've had them placed with the women's NBA. NBA, National Basketball Association. So it provides them with some very hands-on opportunities, and most importantly, it allows them to network with people in that field. So when they finish, they're not coming into a job market where they know no one. They will know a number of people that they have networked with through the internship program.
Dr. Ken Alford is the head of kinesiology at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Alford, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
The University of Louisiana at Monroe Department of Kinesiology is launching a new online concentration for a Master of Science degree in Sports, Fitness, and Recreation Management. For more information, you can contact the ULM Graduate School at gradadmissions@ulm.edu or 342-1036.